Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Excellent. Welcome back. Hello. Welcome back to The Stars Made Me Do It. Happy Taurus season. We are, well, we've got one
That's
heavy
all I have
Taurus
to say.
Placement buddy who's very pleased. We got Sierra and Mimi here. And for those of you who've been here for a while, you know that Mimi is our Taurus moon, Taurus Venus, and Taurus south node, Taurus every single like asteroid.
Oh,
and,
my gosh, I know. Midheaven.
Part of everything.
Yep.
Yeah. So we are here with our Venus in Taurus episode, and lucky listeners are here with an expert who's been living with this their whole life.
So oh, man. Not me being like I feel unprepared, but then realizing I'm preparing my whole life. So it's okay. We got this.
Exactly.
And I'm actually so surrounded by Venus and Taurus placements right now, too.
I know, which is awesome. You literally are in a household of Taurus Venuses right
yes.
now. So you could not be more prepared, really.
Literally. And it's cool because I have an Aries son. My partner has a Taurus son. And then my father and his partner have a Gemini son. So we kind of get three different expressions of how Venus and Taurus shows up.
I love that. I love that. And before we get into all of our Venus and Taurus goodies, don't forget to follow us over on Instagram at The Stars Made Me Podcast. And don't forget to check out our Patreon, which is patreon.com/The Stars Made Me Do It. We have exclusive content over there. It's a great time. We've got a great community. We've got our own Discord where we're constantly chatting. We have new projects afoot. So check us out over on Patreon. And otherwise, yeah, let's continue this Venus series.
I am so excited about Venus and Taurus because obviously Taurus is one of the signs that Venus rules. And like, I always kind of sit with the differences between Taurus and Libra, both being Venus ruled signs, and how they show up differently. Because I think that Libra is more about finding peace and balance in relationships, where Taurus is more about finding peace and balance within your own senses. It's very connected to your senses, your physical sense, your sense of taste, smell, touch. I mean, all of my senses are so heightened because of my Taurus placements. And even just before recording today, I was sitting and listening to birds, and that affects my mood so much. Like, it creates an environment that is very hospitable for me.
I really like that, of like thinking about Taurus Venus being connected to the sensual part of Venus more so than that Libra relationship part of Venus.
Yeah, because Libra being that external energy, being an air sign, is much more focused on the outside world, where Venus is much more focused on the inner world because it is an earth sign, or as someone say, like a feminine sign. It's much more receptive and much more focused on what's going inside. And you know, I always think of like, oh, physicality is more of a Mars delineation, but actually Venus is a very physical planet as well. It's how we physically feel our emotions. It's how we process our emotions in a physical way, how we embody certain things that we feel, even though the moon is how we process emotions in just that like plain emotional manner. Venus is more how we're affected in the body and how that then affects our emotional state as well. Or maybe that's just my Venus and Taurus.
Yeah, it definitely has a more, it does have a more physical aspect. If you think of Venus in general with, you know, it deals with values. Values don't have to be physical things. They could be concepts, you know, they could be lots of things. But when you get to the other part of Venus, you get finances, you get creativity, and you get relationships. And all of those are very external, like tangible things.
Yeah, because it's also like your aesthetic. It's how you like to dress yourself. It's how you like to create. Or maybe like what creations feel good for you, not so much like what you externally want to create.
Yeah, I like thinking of the differences between that Venus in Taurus and Venus in Libra. And if you are interested, we do have that Venus in Libra episode that's already out. You can go ahead and have a listen back to that one to kind of like feel through the differences. But yeah, Venus in general is about values, relationships, finances, and that creativity and, like Mimi said, aesthetics. And then we have Taurus, not only one of, you know, the signs that Venus rules, but it is this earth sign. So it is dealing with the tangible, the physical body. It is a fixed sign too. So it is the middle sign of spring. It is very sure that it is what it is. And it has, Taurus has all of the stubborn tendencies, but it has all of the follow through tendencies with it as well.
Yeah.
And then you have that internal energy that is much more dealing with maybe that like personal response to the senses in that Venus way, whereas like you said, Libra might have much more of that external response to it.
And I think that Venus and Taurus could really go one of both ways, or it could go both ways in a single person. It's like it's either, or I don't know, it expresses itself as a very hard-working placement because Venus values reliability in Taurus, consistency, hard work, determination, but it also really values comfort. And so if you're putting in a lot of hard work without getting like the same reciprocation of comfort, then that Venus in Taurus has to really assess whether it values the work that it's putting in or whether it values certain levels of comfort enough. Because I think that, you know, Taurus as an archetype can tend to be quite lazy in some ways, like in a human, you know, way. We can see laziness in Taurus placements or complacency, stagnancy, but it might just be like a seeking of comfort that the hard work either pushes further away, or we're working really hard in order to achieve that comfort down the road. Like there's that, the end of the tunnel, they can see that there is comfort at the end of that tunnel. And they know that they have the determination to work really hard to get there. But I think it depends on what other placements there are, absolutely. Because, you know, maybe Gemini placements with that Taurus Venus won't have that same determination or commitment to a strong work ethic, because it can get quite boring. It's not stimulating enough.
Yeah, you know, the word commitment, I think, is a really big one to mention with Taurus Venus. And I also want to, like, remind myself to circle back to, you know, like material values afterwards, because I also think that that's something noteworthy with Taurus Venus. But as far as commitment goes, I think that Taurus Venus, and I mean, you would know better than me, but I do know a good amount of Taurus Venuses. And I think that Taurus Venus has it being a sign ruled by Venus, as far as relationships go, like what an amazing partner to have in a relationship, a Taurus Venus, because of being, of being like so committed to that relationship. But then we always have a shadow side to everything. And I feel like that's something that could be a Taurus Venus, like, I don't want to say downfall, but you know, like that could be a tendency too, is like that commitment. Overcommitment and like commitment to maybe something that isn't serving you, maybe commitment to a person that, you know, isn't worthy of that commitment or isn't treating you well, or isn't, you know, maybe was at the time, but people have grown and things have changed. I think that Taurus Venus in relationships could have a really hard time letting go of a relationship because of that beautiful commitment tendency they do have. But I could see that being with that fixed and with that earth and being ruled by Venus, which really wants that harmony, really wants that relationship. I could see that being a real like death grip energy when it comes to relationships.
Yeah, I mean, I'll share my relationship experience like in relation to my Venus and Taurus. I've definitely stayed longer in relationships than, you know, present day me knows I should have, because of that. If I just put a little bit more work in, if I just keep committing, if I double down on my commitment, then it'll make it all worth it in the end. And sure, there's like discomfort right now, but that's just because I'm not working hard enough and I have to put more work in.
Yeah.
And it came to a point where I realized I'm done trying. I can't, I'm exhausted and I'm just not comfortable anymore. And coming to terms with being the agent of change in a relationship, aka like breaking up with someone, was like the most difficult experience for me, because it meant creating that change, not just for myself, but an unexpected change to somebody else who I had also offered that commitment and reliability to. And that was such a struggle. And now in my partnership, there has been, you know, we've been together 8 years now, and I've come to a place where I've really embodied a full commitment and a full acceptance of what our relationship truly is. And it took a long time for me to work through those, that fear of commitment and fear of complacency. And the same thing of like knowing that I'm growing and changing over time, and that my partner's also growing and changing over time, but that we always have that loyalty to one another and that loyalty to how much we value the other person. And I will say that in the early days of our relationship, we really had to communicate that we need to know we're being appreciated. And now in Mitch and my vocabulary to one another on a daily basis, we always say, oh, I appreciate you. Thanks for doing that. You know, like, oh, I value that you did that. Thank you. You know, there's definitely like, we have to acknowledge the gratitude, which I think for Taurus, which is not a very verbal sign, if you're able to communicate that early on in a relationship and be able to discuss, like, these are the things I just need to hear out loud, because even though Taurus isn't a verbal sign, it is a sign that needs tangible, you know, it needs something tangible to hold on to. So it doesn't believe anything it doesn't see. Like, my partner Mitch is not a very spiritual person because he hasn't seen the tangible effects of spirituality. He doesn't have as many Pisces placements as I do. So I lean into the Pisces, but that's getting off topic. I will say that Mitch, my partner, who also has a Venus in Taurus, but has a Taurus sun as well, is in a natural state of like deep commitment from day like five. You just, okay, I know you're my person, and I'm just going to have to keep proving to you every day that like this is... Yeah. Where I'm going to stay. And me as an Aries, you know, where I assume that everyone wants to change their life every day, had to be proven that, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It totally does. Like the sun sign. I mean, the sun sign's your main character, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's the, you know, that's the one that's like leading the show, but this is in the category of relationships, of values. And if you have that Taurus Venus, it's going to show up, I guess, playing a slightly different role depending on your sun sign. Like you having that fiery, like charging, go ahead, like sun sign versus that Taurus sun.
And I think that Venus in Taurus is much more likely to be like a serial monogamous, like be in long-term relationships rather than having little things here and there. Because I think of even my father, who's also a Venus in Taurus, and how he was in a relationship with my mom for 25 plus years. And then, you know, after they split up, he found another partner who, you know, they've been together for 10 or so years or whatever. You know, like there's never been a short stint.
I'm just going to date around and I'm going to be on my own.
Yeah.
Or like, it seems very like, if I'm going to do this, I'm doing this. And if I'm committing to this person, I'm committing
exactly.
to this person.
Because I think he had his like fuckboy stage before he met my mom.
All Venus signs are susceptible to fuckboy stage.
The fuckboy stage. But, you know, and it's interesting because I'm comparing like my Aries son, my partner's Taurus son, and my dad's Gemini son. Both him and I, who have these fire and air sons, have been more comfortable like dating around. Whereas my partner was like, no, I'm just seeking my person that I feel comfortable with and that I can be quiet with and that I find like I feel balanced and whatever, grounded with.
Yeah.
Whereas for as soon as my father and I, whatever, like other Venus and Taurus placements with more external sun signs found their person, it was like, okay, I'm done with that stage. And now I'm in full commitment mode.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm either committing to fuckboy stage or I'm committing to long-term partnership stage.
No, but that's it. That's what I'm kind of like thinking through. It's like once the decision has been made, because that's what Taurus does, is it continues along
plants
the path.
Its feet.
And that's the reason why we love Taurus, and that's the reason why Taurus can be stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same reason, you know? Like, it's so nice to have that dependable, reliable, okay, Taurus said they were on this path. 100% of the time we can trust they're going to be on this path. But then if the path has to change, good luck, you know, yeah. because Taurus said they were going
to
be
on that
path.
If it has to change and it's so... not the Taurus's idea, good luck. But if it's the Taurus's idea, exactly. great.
Yes, that's a very good distinction. Yes. And like coming back to the idea of material things too, I want to come back to that with Taurus Venus, because I think that this can also be one of two ways or both in the same person. But I think Taurus Venus energy can show up as being very materialistic, very name brands, very I need to have this, you know, like be a physical display of something I value with high quality.
High quality, yes.
High quality is huge. But then there's also, I feel like, the other side of it, of like a Venus in Taurus that could literally live off of the earth.
Yes.
And it's just a different type of value coming out there. They're both the expression of Taurus Venus, but it's like, I think you could have, you know, the full-on nature child Taurus Venus, or you could have the complete blinged out Taurus Venus. You know, like those are both expressions of it. And sometimes you might get a blend.
Absolutely. Abso-frickin-lutely. My dad and my partner are both very much like, we like quality clothes. We get good quality things that last a long time. And, but I wonder also if that's just like the fashion industry, like where for women, it's so much more likely to have like a lot of fast fashion because so many trends are changing all the time that we True. Just sort of buy the cheaper things. But I'm sure there's a Taurus Venus woman out there who does much more prefer like the very high quality stuff. Well, that being said, I do prefer the high quality stuff, but I also prefer having that money in my bank account. So that's kind of what yeah. I lean towards. My like financial and like fashion mindset when it comes to my Venus in Taurus is I love getting things for free. Like I love clothing swaps and I love when something is good quality, and especially I love when I get a good deal on that good quality item, which I will say yeah. is the same for both my father and my dad.
Your father and your dad.
My father and my dad. My father and my partner. Sorry. A lot
it could
going
be your
on today.
Your dad, but I know it's not in this. No, I think that's a really good point to make, though, because I'm also thinking that, you know, as somebody who does, I've got like the complete like antithesis to a yes. Taurus Venus over here, like with my Sagittarius Venus, where it's like mutable and fire as opposed to fixed and earth. And like, good luck. Like trying to get me to have one aesthetic personality. Yeah. Whereas like, I think a Taurus Venus, you know, everything that you have, you also, I do feel like you have, I don't want to say like less items than me, but it's more like you can determine these are the items that represent me and I only need these ones because I know that they represent me. Whereas I feel like I need more in the way of, I don't, this doesn't represent me today. And this one doesn't represent me today. So I need to have more options because totally. Who am I today? Where I think that a Taurus Venus knows who they are all the time. And all of your clothes, you, even if it might not be like, you know, you said you like getting them through clothing swaps. You have a value behind your system of aesthetics and behind your, you know, Venus does rule like fashion and like yeah. that, you know, creative, like aesthetic expression. And I think that you even just have a, it comes into play with our rising, like we've, you know, put out there in other episodes as to right. as far as our personal style. But you do have a very like Mimi style. You have the cut of a dress or a top that mm-hmm. you really prefer. You have a certain type of like pants and shirt combo that you really prefer. And I can look at something and be like, that's, I'm, oh my gosh.
She's literally wearing a sweater right now that I'm like, that's a Mimi vibe.
I know. No, when I bought this sweater, I literally went over to Mimi's right afterwards and I was like, I'm showing you this because I know it's your vibe. And yeah. you were like, yes.
It's so interesting because I think you're so right. I do have like a fashion vibe, but I also am like, I want to try this out because who knows, maybe this will be my style too. Because even that cut of dress or a shirt, I only just realized, I'm like, oh, this is complimentary. I like this on me. And it just takes a minute for me to be like, okay, I will try this on. Also, when it comes to trends and stuff, where I feel like Venus and Sag is more like, oh, let me hop on that. Like, that looks fun. Venus and Taurus is like, let me watch other people hop on that and see if I like it.
Yes.
And then I'll try it on. I feel like I'm always 6 months late to trends because I want to see what sticks. And I also want to see what actually looks good.
Yeah, you have seen, it's that long-term energy that Venus and Taurus always
like, I don't need that instant gratification right now. I don't need to look cool and popular the exact moment that the trend comes out. Like, I will pick a trend because I actually like it, not because it's a trend.
And that's something that I think goes along with what you mentioned about how a Taurus can change paths if they decide to change paths, whereas you are sticking on your aesthetic path as far as it is right now. But when something catches your eye, once there's been enough, you know, input and thought and reflection, then it's a active choice to veer towards that.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't mean that, you know, a Taurus at age 5 has decided, you know, it is stripes for
turtlenecks
me
only.
From here on out, you know. Yeah. But I do think that it is more of a, you know, with a refined eye that Venus ruled, you know, a Venus ruled placement brings.
Yeah.
But at the same time, with that slow and steady care that a Taurus
I kind of brings. Think of like Venus and Taurus aesthetic as quite Audrey Hepburn like it's quite classic.
She's a Taurus.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, like it's very like classic and kind of timeless, but not always timeless, because I think that Taurus can also be quite high fashion, which was much more contemporary and modern.
I think that Taurus can be that classic fashion because it is timeless, but I also think that in the same way that you could bring in Audrey Hepburn, I would bring in like jeans and a red flannel.
Yes.
Like that is Taurus Lumberjack. Venus too.
Yes.
Lumberjack is Taurus Venus. So that's what I mean by like
Carhartt
name
Carhartt
brands.
Is Taurus AF.
So Taurus, yes. And it's like we either are that very like, you know, name brand, high fashion, high quality, like very.
It's intentional. No matter what the decision is, it's intentional.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because I think you're so right. Like once I've decided that I'm going to try something, like I recently, I'm like, wow, I am a spring. Like anyone else who's going down this fucking color analysis hole that I've been going down for so long, I am a spring. And so I'm like, great. Now I have committed to trying on very springy colors, like nice pinky, very feminine and like pastel and bright colors. This is what I'm trying. And so it's like, as soon as I've decided that, I'm really leaning into it.
That is, yeah. And I'm like, I did the same thing as you. I got like 3 different results. I'm like, I don't know what my colors are. I'm just going to be all of them.
Exactly.
And and that is not, that's the, again, antithesis of Taurus Venus.
But it brings me peace because Taurus, again, like doesn't like to be overwhelmed, right? Like the senses, if it's overwhelmed in its senses, it feels frazzled. And Taurus doesn't like to feel frazzled. Taurus wants to feel like it's just laying in a field and wants to like feel calm and serene. It's a very serene sign, very grounded.
I want to bring up the word luxury because I think luxury is something that we tend to put on luxury name brands, luxury, you know, that type of energy of
like
luxury. Materialistic, but then we also have the luxury, like the luxurious, you know, soft blanket, the luxurious sweatpants, the luxurious, you know, like whatever it is, like maybe it's like a bath
or even sitting in nature being luxurious.
Yes.
Like I think that comes back to Taurus being a sign of gratitude and being really aware of what it has, because Taurus does rule possessions, like being really aware of what it has in its environment, in its whatever bank account, if we are looking at materialistic values. But it's just like the way the sun hits my head, that's a luxury. Wow, I'm so grateful for that. The way the birds are singing, that's such a luxury that I get to listen to that. Like it's such a gratitude.
Getting to sleep in,
yes.
Not setting an alarm. That being something like, I mean, okay, how did we even forget to mention Taurus is always naps and snacks, you know?
Naps, so like snacks,
having
cuddles.
Like, like a really good, you know, piece of cheese with that fruit on the side, with that, like, you know, the right type of cracker. I mean, Mimi's eyes are closed. She's dreaming right
now.
You're
making me and so like, hungry.
You know, but like those are luxuries that like it's a luxurious moment. And I think that it's dependent upon that Taurus Venus because it's dependent upon their values. Mm. So we can see it. You, like you might be like, oh, my gosh, how am I a Taurus Venus? I don't own one name brand item.
Right.
Or like, how am I a Taurus Venus? Like, I don't. Yeah.
You might just own really a lot of cow print things like I do.
Mimi literally has like cow stuffed animals in her dressing room. It's the best.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
But I think that anyways, that expression can show up in, it depends of course on everything else going on in your chart, but those are the blanket like terms of Taurus Venus. Is there is luxury, there is commitment, there is a sensual nature to whatever it is. The Taurus Venus is walking in the store touching the fabrics before
always
they try anything on.
I touch everything in any store I go into. And I was probably a nightmare of a child to bring into any store. In fact, I know I was. Because I needed to touch everything.
And this is also just something that, you know, we always put in the title Venus and Taurus or the second house. I'm just thinking of my mom who has Venus in the second house. And she is, man, like, she does not own an item of clothing that is not 100% cotton. She does not own an item of clothing that's not 100% cotton. Like, literally, like, down to the socks. Like, there's not one item that she's like, oh, it's not 100% cotton or the highest cotton blend that one could make if there's also somehow elastic in it. Like, you know, we're not buying
and
it.
And that
like,
makes it easier to shop because it's like, does it have my one thing? Nope. Great. Moving on. It's like not a hard decision to make. And then it's like, oh, it does have my one thing that I absolutely need. Okay, it's rare. I need that.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. It's man, it is a whole different way.
Yeah.
of I guess, you know, valuing things than I am used to. And I really, it's cool to talk about it to see like that makes so much sense to me now. Oh, the list of requirements is very specific, therefore small, therefore
easier
I don't need to waste time, therefore it's easier. And I can very black and white decide if this item is worth me purchasing it or if this, you know, outing is worth me going on. Does it have my list of yes? Does it have my list of no? And there we go. Decision made.
Oh my gosh,
made.
If you want
and
me to leave my house, it better meet my list of requirements.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what my list of requirements are. Maybe that's why I struggle to decide on plans because I don't know what my list of requirements are for outings. Anyway, in the same breath, I feel like with finances, Taurus Venus will either spend a lot and be very like, I wouldn't say impulsive, but they will be like, I will buy the expensive thing because it's nice, because it's quality. It brings me comfort and joy and like luxury.
What if you find a bunch of items on that list? You know, like if you are a luxury brand person,
then you indulge
and, indulging in it and to the point of, you know, do you have excess finances to do so when you do value something so much and know that this one brand that is a very expensive brand fits all of your needs and requirements and they have something new that comes out and you and it fits that list and you would like it. And then that is something that because you have a deep care for those high quality requirements, then that becomes something of like, oh, wait, I it's not the same as if I were to buy, you know, two dresses at Target if I'm buying two dresses at Chanel. You know, it's a different type of, you know, so that's something where I think Taurus Venus can go to the indulging side of things. But then you have other side of things where I'm thinking of my mom's second house where it's like it is not easy to find items nowadays like in regular stores that are 100% cotton, and so to find the one thing she's looking for is a freaking adventure. And then it can become frustrating, and so there is both of that like Taurus energy stubbornness on both sides of the spectrum there.
And I think also looking at Venus as the planet of self-worth and self-value, I think this is true for any Venus placement, is once you come to terms with what you value, then that self-worth comes after, you know, the self-worth follows once you've accepted that what that you value what you value. Like if with Venus and Aries, like if you value ambition and drive, once you come to terms that that is what is important to you, you can value yourself too. And I think that that's the same for Venus and Taurus. Like I value comfort. I value calm, serenity. I value commitment and reliability. And once I came to terms with that and came to terms that I can also be that, then I felt really assured in myself. But it took a while for me to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So shall we get into our references?
Let's do it. Our first reference, same as usual, we have Isabel M. Hickey from Astrology of Cosmic Science. And these are all quotes from her. So we have that, as we mentioned, Taurus Venus, it's in its ruling sign. Taurus is one of the signs that Venus rules. We also have physical and sensual responses to emotions and feelings. Mm. And you mentioned this a little bit, but the physical response, a sensual response to emotions and feelings, because we talked a little bit about having a response to something that is sensual, but to have an emotional response, to have a sensual response to something that is emotional as well, like feeling something in your body, like having some sort of like maybe your stomach, like having that stomach ache if you know you are feeling upset about something.
I have good example of this. When I experience specific emotions, I have specific parts of my body that respond. So when I feel dread, I feel it in my legs. I genuinely feel the emotion dread in my legs, and I call it dread legs whenever that happens. And also just like a physical response and emotional, like sensual response. I have a perfect example. I was picking up my dad at the airport, and he was flying in from Buenos Aires. And I mean, I get moments whenever I walk past something that smells like Buenos Aires. I'm like, wow, I feel like I'm physically there again. And I just, before they came out, there were more people from their flight who were coming out through the doors, whatever. And as they walked past me, I smelled Buenos Aires on them. And just that little sense, just that feeling brings me to that physical place of Buenos Aires. Like it, all of the senses are so attached to emotion and attached to physical feelings.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I know we say like moon for memory, and you do have the Taurus moon as well, but I feel like the actual, like there was a sensation. It was one of the senses. It was smell that was activating. It was activating a memory, which can be moon, but it was activating emotions and feelings associated with that smell. It was like, wow, I feel like I'm back there. And that's through one of my senses that I'm having this activation.
Yeah, like if you name an emotion, I'll tell you where it is in my body.
Ooh, what about amusement?
Amusement is mid to high back.
Okay.
Like I can't explain it, but that's just like where I feel it. I don't know. Also, let's talk about Venus and Taurus and their beautiful necks. Okay, next.
Oh, neck check.
Neck check.
As always. So we have demonstrative and affectionate, and that goes along with like the what you were saying with you and your partner. There needs to be some sort of tangible way of showing and knowing that love.
Yeah.
You know, affection being like given in a tangible way.
Yeah. Where I think like just pure Taurus to Taurus relationship might not even have to be like active in that validation. Maybe it's more my Aries and Leo that needs to have that active validation and expression of that gratitude. But I still agree with Hickey here.
Yeah. And then we have passionate and extremely possessive. And that's a good thing to bring up because I feel like the axis of possessiveness is Taurus Scorpio.
Yes, absolutely.
That is the, you know, in different ways, but there's that stubborn nature of Taurus and then that intensity nature of Scorpio, them being, you know, opposite signs. I really do think that, you know, if Taurus has decided something, it's not changing its mind. And apply that to Venus. Like, you are mine.
Yeah. Mitch and I literally say that to each other.
You can't be anybody else.
You're mine. You're my favorite human. We say that all the time. But it's interesting she says passionate. Because I think that, like, passionate, put that so much more to, like, fire.
Agreed. And I almost feel like there's, it's like the,
it's like more dedicated.
Like more of like the slow burn passion as opposed to like sparky fire passion. It's more like, you know, the wine and dine type of passion.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Well, and I think also it's like a best friend passion. Like I think a Taurus Venus relationship is like as long, like, the base of that relationship that works for at least us is that we're best friends, you know, and it, if we don't have that passion that you have in the honeymoon period of your relationship, that doesn't take away from the love that you have.
It's, it almost feels like there's genuinely just like, I feel like passion for the person, like the passion for the, like the whole package in a way, because I'm thinking of like my Aquarius Venus partner when it comes to friendship, meaning like that's what I put like that friendship value on, not saying that Taurus can't have that as well, but there's something about like the Taurus like sturdiness that it's like you and this space that you take up in the world, all of it, I'm passionate about that.
Yes,
like there's something about the whole package deal, like because Taurus is so, I don't know, like in its entirety, like you and everything about you, I'm passionate
literally
about that.
Mitch and I will just point at each other and be like, this I love.
Oh, I love that. Okay, I'm going to keep going. So we have another quote here that material possessions are important because Taurus is the sign that brings everything into the focus on the material plane. I think we've gone over that enough.
Yeah.
We agree. Okay, and then I love this. Emotions color the life. That was like very, I don't even know what the word is for that, but I was like, color is something that's really cool to bring into it in a way of like, we're talking so much about senses, but like sight is a sense, and like the different colors of everything and emotions,
like
coloring that.
The
that
way that you feel affects your perception of your reality.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I like that.
I like how humble she was in the next one.
Fond of comfort?
Yeah, just fond. I'm just fond of it. Like, no, it's an absolute
I enjoy
need.
That mildly. Yeah,
I'm
no.
Okay with,
comforts,
I'm okay with comfort.
Taurus, Venus, everything. Yes.
Absolutely.
Also can have a pleasing voice. We definitely, you know, should mention the whole idea of Taurus, Venus. A lot of Taurus placements are the ones that are going to be, you know, singers, they're going they rule that, like that throat area, like that's the part
I
of
know,
the body
I can't
that Taurus rules
mentioned that yet because even
so
like,
that's a huge one.
I get comments all of the time in like not even from being on the podcast but like just in person, people saying like, you have a really nice voice to listen to. Like I've had people say that I should lead like meditations on Insight Timer and stuff like that, that I have a very calming and grounded voice even when I'm not singing, like just speaking voice.
Yeah, and like you have, like I've been part of you leading meditations before, and it's very true, there is a very grounded, steady way of delivering the information. And obviously, I mean, we've mentioned this in our Taurus Mercury episode as well, because Mercury is
communication.
So that's definitely going to be, you know, that more of that same energy, even more concentrated with the Mercury aspect. But yes, can have a pleasing voice. Absolutely, Taurus ruling that part. And then strong domesticity. Love that too. I think of the most like homey signs being Taurus and Cancer.
Yep.
You know, we're going to like cuddle up on the couch with blankets and snacks. Good ones.
Mm.
Good snacks.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
we have
quality
our favorites.
Yeah. And then we have very stubborn in a quiet and unassuming way. And I like that too,
because
I think that some people think that stubborn has to be like, I'm not going with you.
Yeah.
But sometimes it could just be like,
Mm-hmm.
And then just sitting.
Yeah, Mitch and I are a perfect example of this because I'm the Aries where like my stubbornness is loud and it's humorous. Whereas Mitch's is like, I didn't realize he had such a strong opinion. But now that he mentions it, it's an extreme opinion and it is very committed to.
Yes. And I think there's a way of, you know, because Taurus is this fixed earth sign and it is slower moving, its goal is not to be loud.
Yeah.
Its goal is not to be in your face. And so you might not notice that they are just totally, you know, doing things in their own way, whether or not you agreed to that they're way. Sloth-like, because yeah. it's subtle.
Yeah.
It's a subtle stubborn, but it is strong.
Yeah, which is funny, because who are you fooling? Like, we all know you're the most stubborn sign.
Like... Yeah, yeah. And then this was interesting, too, because for the last note here, she wrote that loyal in friendship and love, but if jealousy and resentment do not enter it. And that was something that I just, like, the way that it was phrased, I thought was really interesting to bring up, because we think of, like, Taurus as being one of the most loyal signs, especially Taurus Venus, and we mentioned this earlier. But then jealousy and resentment, I thought that that was something important to mention, and would love your opinion on that.
Well, I totally agree, because I think that jealousy and resentment, just as emotions or as feelings, will come up when you don't feel, when you feel undervalued or underappreciated. So again, if there's not that, like, basic need of appreciation being met, then jealousy and resentment and over-possessiveness can kind of come in. And I think that unless you have a partner who is in agreement of the possessiveness, who is also like, yes, you are also mine, there needs to be a balance found there too. Because, you know, for you as a Venus in Sagittarius, that's like your worst nightmare, is to have someone who feels possessive over you. But for me and my partnership, and we're both that Taurus and Venus, we love that we can, I feel like, oh, I'm his, like, we are each other's. And that's that, like, really strong bond and, like, loyalty there.
Yeah, I really like the idea of resentment, because, like, for being one of those, I guess, feelings that comes up with not being valued. Yeah. I was talking to my husband about this, because we were saying how, I mean, he's an Aquarius Venus, I'm a Sagittarius Venus. Yeah. We both value freedom and independence so much. And it's amazing that in our relationship, there's no need to have to accept that, because it just is what it is.
Yeah.
And how he mentioned, like, you know, there would have been, like, people in his past that would have accepted it, but they wouldn't have been happy with it. Like, okay, I understand and accept that you need freedom. It would have been a compromise
for them to accept it.
Yes, but in that same, you know, in that same breath, they would be either feeling really sad or hurt that they wouldn't be spending time together, or they would feel very pressured to do the things that, you know, the other person wanted to do in order to spend time together. Whereas when you have somebody who just understands that, you know, there's no need to have to accept it. And I think that a jealousy and resentment could come up with being like, okay, I love this person, and I just have to accept that they need to, you know, fly across the world a couple times a year, Sierra. And so, like, that is something that maybe a different partner, like, if I was in a relationship with a Taurus Venus, they might accept that, but they might build resentment over time. Mm-hmm. Or they might be jealous of, you know, all the people that I am spending my time with when it's not them. And so those are things that I guess that fixed nature, too, really can just thrive when, like in your example, you have a partner with that same Venus, or maybe, you know, compatible Venus. Exactly.
Love so, that. Yeah. And moving on, I'm so excited. We have a new reference who I'm absolutely enamored with, Stephen Forrest. And I recently got all of his books on the elements, on each of the elements. And so from the Book of Earth, Making It Real, he writes from the perspective of a Taurus Venus. So it's all in first person. I keep my eye on the real prize for me, serenity of spirit. I want to feel genuine ease and comfort in my relationships. I am not afraid of working on a relationship, but I never want to force anything to work.
Mm.
And then essential qualities in a natural partner, groundedness, reasonableness, one who prizes peace and takes no perverse joy in intimate drama, one who smells right, the kind of person cats, dogs, and horses seem to like. And let me freaking tell you, absolutely every single thing on this list is something that I have said I love about Mitch. I always say, you smell like Mitch to him. And he's like, what's that mean, stinky? And I'm like, yes, but it's a Mitch stink, and I love it. Like, anyway, and then I do remember, like, when I first started going out with Mitch, and I met his mom, and, you know, she was talking about how animals have always really loved him. It was a major green flag to me, like a major green flag that animals like my person, because there's a natural instinct of trust on this, yes. you know, more primitive being.
Yes.
Someone
yes,
trustworthy.
You're so right. Yeah.
Another quote. I look for someone whom I simply like, with whom I can be quiet, with whom I sleep easily.
Oh, wait. It's so Taurus Venus. I just, knowing you so well too, I'm like, this is just so like catered to you. And I love
I
that.
I know. I was reading this and I was like, wow, if I feel so seen by this, I'm so excited to use him as a reference for others who will also feel so seen.
Yeah.
Continuing on, silence is precious. Time spent in the natural world, yoga, massage, hugs, cuddles, the quiet company of animals with whom I feel a soul bond. Not me literally
Stop
spending
okay,
all day,
like,
every day with my animals in quiet,
like
solitude.
95% of these episodes are with a dog on Mimi's lap.
I do currently have a small dog on my lap, yes.
There are 4 animals in your house.
Yes.
And you guys
Absolutely.
Are like very dedicated pet parents.
I know. And then the last thing I'm going to reference from this book is, I avoid taking anyone for granted. I avoid deadening intimate ruts. So I think that's really fascinating. I feel like they're 2 very separate sentences that need to be looked into.
Yes.
So avoid taking anyone for granted. Again, I think that speaks to like the luxury of gratitude
Value.
And always being
gratitude.
So intentional and like aware of
yes.
what you're grateful for. And then the second part of that, I avoid deadening intimate ruts. I think that speaks to the Taurus Venus tendency to overcommit. And even if something mm-hmm. is, you know, it's like beating a dead horse. It's the worst saying in the world, but like you need to know
yes.
when to give up. And sometimes Taurus Venus
yes.
needs to be forced to give up.
Yes. Yes. Wow. I definitely do think that that is a big, I don't want to say like lesson for Taurus Venus, but a,
oh, it is. Absolutely.
It's a big lesson, but it's also like, something that they can gain so much from with that realization,
mm-hmm.
you know, like when they do have a realization of like that. I mean, Taurus Venus is so, this is also a you know, a planet of self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when they can turn that self-worth and all of that dedication towards themselves and see, wait, you know, I give so much to the people in my life. And if I am treating myself that way as well, am I receiving that? And I think that that is just a great, I guess, maybe come out of that moment of, wait, I've gone too far. I need to stop. It's overkill at this point.
Yeah. Overkill. Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, I cannot wait to use
Love
him
that.
As a reference in the future.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Good and stuff. Next up, we have questionnaire info.
Let's do it. So if you have not already, we have Gemini and Cancer Venus episodes coming out. If you're listening to this in a timely fashion, check us out over on Instagram at the Stars Made Me podcast. In our links, you can find that survey. We have been getting, you know, survey info from listeners and sharing that here so that we have some insights, even though this episode is chock full of, you know, Taurus Venus insights
just
from
about
me.
Myself.
We have some listeners who have filled out this questionnaire for all of our episodes, and I'm excited to hear
yeah.
what the listeners have to say.
And also for future seasons with different planets, make sure that you go follow us on Instagram to see when we come out with future questionnaires. That's at the Stars Made Me podcast on Instagram is where we're the most active. But then you'll also get access to those questionnaires through our Discord. So you get that through patreon.com/thestarsmademedoit. So if you want to be in the know about when we come out with that, just make sure you're following us on socials. So
absolutely.
Let's get into it. The first question is, what do you value most in your relationships? And are we surprised? The absolute top answer is reliability by a landslide. Like, reliability.
It's just too good.
I know.
It's just too good. Every single one of these Venus questionnaires, it's like, what would be the most stereotypical answer for this Venus sign? Guess what? It's the number one.
Well,
it's so good.
And because when I created this questionnaire, I made sure that there was an answer for each archetype so that I know that, like, okay, on Taurus Venus, like most archetypically, yeah, it would be reliability, commitment, loyalty kind of thing. And it's just
yes.
so funny when it shows up that way. And I will say that another top answer is loyalty and honesty.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like the honesty part too, because we don't normally think of that like coming from Taurus, yeah. but I think there's a Taurus simplicity mm-hmm. that if we're honest, then we don't have to worry about any bullshit because yeah. we just said it.
Like, there's no perverse joy in intimate drama. There's no having yeah. to keep up with anything. It's just things are what they are. There's like such an acceptance yeah. with Taurus energy. I did like someone wrote in money, continuity, commitment. That was like their three values. So
too good.
So
too
good. I'm like, are you trying? Are you trying to make it very Taurus? As for love language, we really did have all across the board. I mean, I would say if we had to pick top answers, we got acts of service and words of affirmation. But I think like physical touch is up there, like gifts, all of them across the board. I think Venus just likes to feel loved in Taurus.
Yeah. I mean, this is a sign that's ruled by Venus. Yeah. This is a, you know, so it makes sense that it would be all across the board because they're indulging in all the senses and they are in it like... It's double duty because we have Venus and we have Taurus.
Yes. And then how responsible versus impulsive are you with finances? We had zero answers for very impulsive. It was definitely leaning more responsible. That being said, a Venus and Taurus might think that spending a lot of money on a quality item is the responsible thing to do. So the way that Venus and Taurus perceives themselves is responsible with finances. Yes.
I like that little perceived like asterisk.
What they're most likely to splurge on, actually top answer is spa day, which is hilarious.
So good. Yes. Oh my gosh, my Taurus and Venus friend that I like, I'm just thinking of one in particular. She is the one who like gave all of my friends an idea of going to the spa for my birthday. And she was literally just at the spa the other day. And she's like, you know what? I signed up for this thing that where I get this many package of this many massages. And it's so good. I love when that answer comes up in the most perfect way.
That's absolutely spot on. Other answers that were written in is nice bedding, tools, jewelry, furniture. So very like physical things.
And so Venus-centric things, like, it's just, I mean, furniture makes me think of, like, a decorative but comfort, mm-hmm. you know, and jewels, and even tools. I love that for, jewels. Like, the earthy element
yeah.
of
I know Taurus. For certain who wrote tools into that questionnaire.
Does his name rhyme with it?
Sure does. Sure does. As for core values, we have some top answers. Integrity, loyalty, living a comfortable life, health, accountability. So yeah.
Love it.
Activities that get them feeling creative. The absolute top answer is related to beautiful sights. So it's like coloring, painting, a view, like landscape, anything that just is beautiful. And nature.
Yeah. Classic.
Most likely to overindulge in, are we surprised, food.
We are not surprised.
And as for personal style and aesthetic, I thought, you know, I mean, of course, top answer is casual chill because it's just a post-COVID world and we're trying to stay comfortable, but also speaks to Taurus Venus. But I will say that I think out of all of the Venus signs, this one, Venus and Taurus, had the most diversity, like the most in all different styles and aesthetics. It seems like whatever style or aesthetic they do have, they are very committed to, like we talked about.
Yes, yes. I like that because it's not so much like, it's not a mutable sign. It is a fixed sign, but whatever its value is, whatever its mm-hmm. style is, that is what it is. It could be a whole multitude. Exactly. You know, if you were to line up a whole bunch of Taurus Venuses, they wouldn't necessarily all have the same aesthetic, but they would be dedicated to that aesthetic.
Yes, exactly. And then any extra notes that you can write in at the end. I do like what this person wrote. I'm loyal as fuck in relationships, even when it's not reciprocated. I love all things sensual. When I'm experiencing something, I want a heightened experience through all the senses. For example, my favorite restaurants, I like the aesthetic, how the food tastes, how it smells, how it feels energetically, etc. I want all the senses involved. I can tell as soon as I step into a place if the vibes are off for me. And I feel like I could have written this.
I love this, yes.
It's like, yeah. This just is not it, and I can't tell you why. Or, this is absolutely it, and here are all the reasons why.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So, very fascinating.
Well, That was great. That was just, again, it's always on point. The questionnaire info, it's like, of course, yeah. All of these Taurus Venuses. It's so good. And to end this episode, we're just going to throw out a couple of celebrities with Taurus Venuses. And it's kind of fun to like go through and see, like, I don't know, there's maybe a certain, like,
they all seem very Taurus Venus.
Yeah, in the same way that we were just saying, like, you know, it might not, if you were to line these people up, they're not going to have the same aesthetic, but you also know that all of these people have a very specific aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Princess Diana, which, love that we're starting there.
Absolutely.
Johnny Depp, Liv Tyler.
So,
Christopher
yes.
Walken. Oh my God, Liv Tyler's everything. Paul McCartney, Alanis Morissette, Lana Del Rey, Fergie. I love we've got like so many musicians yes. with this, you know.
And
Taurus
I love like
Venus.
Lana Del Rey, the first song that I think of is All I Want to Do Is Get High by the Beach. I mean, the song's just called High by the Beach. And I'm like, that is very Taurus. I know too many yes. Taurus placements that just want to smoke weed on the beach.
Yep. Yep. That's where I feel like Taurus and Pisces would be
yes,
together smoking.
They vibe.
On the beach.
Yeah. Yes.
And then we have Amanda Bynes, Tommy Hilfiger, and Prince.
Look at that. Fashion icons, music icons.
Yeah. It is very iconic, and it is very, I just feel that dedication to whatever their vibe is. Like, we know it.
And you know what? Christopher Walken really committed to his dialect. And it made him who he is. Made him an icon.
So true. So true.
Fascinating. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed learning about Taurus Venus through some personal experiences, through some references, celebrities, through you guys as a reference as well in the questionnaire. Like Sierra said, go check out the questionnaire if you have a Venus in Gemini or Venus in Cancer, as we still have those episodes to come.
Yeah. And enjoy Taurus season. This is a great time to, you know, do whatever your version of being that cow in the field, you know?
You know what I really want to do, which would be a really good, like, it could be a great way to celebrate my next birthday, is I want to go to one of those cow cuddling sanctuaries or like cow therapy. Oh, I want that so badly. I want that for me.
I think we all have to want that for you now, too.
You do. And you will see some wonderful. I should do a photo shoot with cows. Do I have any reason to do photo shoots? No, but I think that it would be perfect.
I think it would be perfect. I feel like that blends your top three together very well.
And that's my aesthetic. A photo shoot with cows in a sunny field. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Well, everybody, I hope you get your version of that this Taurus season, and I hope that you've learned a little bit more about Taurus Venus through this episode. And I guess until next time, Mimi, why did we talk about Taurus Venus today?
Because the stars made us do it.